I surely do appreciate and very thankful for another opportunity to be here this morning. Very encouraging to hear all the testimonies right before prayer requests were taken. And I've been in my prayers here recently purposing to make sure I come to the Lord, before the Lord with thanksgiving at the start of my prayers. But then I got to thinking about that, and it seems like I was just telling someone yesterday, it seems like so much of the time I start my prayers off the same way. And it kind of seems almost habit-forming, and the same words in the same order. But I mean, it's things I'm truly thankful for, and I wondered if the Lord ever gets tired of hearing those thanksgivings in the same order, and I reckon He doesn't. But there is much to thank the Lord for. Again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. We look around and we see these last few days, these beautiful days. I know we make mention of them quite often. These cool, crisp days, these cool, crisp mornings. And I think maybe much of the time we kind of expect that it's just one of the four seasons and it's going to roll around and eventually it's going to happen this way. And I guess in one way of looking at it, that it will. We kind of know that it's going to roll around, it's going to happen again, but just let's be reminded that it's only because of the Lord's goodness, and it's only because He is allowing it. In all through life, and everything that He does for us, and all those things we're thankful for, and some of these things just seem like they just happen because. And it only happens because the Lord allows them to happen and He works. And I want to keep that at the forefront of my mind, that all of the pleasant things and the good things that we experience in life is because of His love to us. And I'm very thankful for His love this morning. I ask for your prayers this morning. I have a little thought we'd like to share with you. Write a couple words on the board. I've written on the board the words, touching Jesus. I've been given some thought lately of people down through history, some big names through history. I mean, just hundreds of years ago, the stories that we read, the events that we read about, and how there have been people with big names, leaders, generals, presidents, people that have had great influences on the way that our nation, the United States of America, was shaped, the things it was built upon, other parts of the world, just the influences, and some not so good influences, and some positive influences, and just thinking of these people, and how they either said something or did something, in a way to influence actions and just the way people thought and the way people did things, and that has been going on ever since. Human or people have been around. There's always been those that have been at the forefront, have been seen as a somebody. And I think even in our day and time, in the last 40 to 50 years, I could probably throw out some names that would just, it would be a split second. You would know who I'm talking about. You could throw out a name, just let's say Elvis Presley. You could say Barack Obama, for those who know anything about sports, you could say Tom Brady or Michael Jackson in the entertainment industry. All these are people that you probably wouldn't have to put too much effort into any type of research, that you've heard of this name. You might not know a lot of detail about this, but you've heard and you know a little bit of something about this person. And thinking of the, whether they be positive or negative influences, thinking of the things that these people have done to draw in crowds and to draw in people's attentions. And I guess most of these would be maybe some not so good things to draw in people's attention. But then I think of the time people have spent toward these people, toward these big names, toward these celebrities, and the billions, is the billion-dollar industry that that has been created because of people like this, and how much people have given of their time, and how it has affected their ways of thinking and their actions. And we have come to a point in our society where people, I believe it's safe to say, will do almost anything to be able to have an opportunity to see or to touch, or a lot of the time are willing to spend any amount of money to be able to get to these people just to say, look who I saw, or look who I got to stand with and take a picture. And as I think about those and the influence that those people have on society and have had, I guess maybe it's maybe something that we, people of God, the children of God, are maybe not too familiar with. If we are, Lord help us to look at that area of our lives. But I know it's something that we don't make it a habit of participating in following those things and following those kind of people. But thinking of how they influence society, and thinking of one that I wish could influence society the way that those people do, and the one that should influence us as those people have influenced society, as those celebrities and people have influenced throughout history, how Jesus is who I'm speaking about this morning, how he influences us. Do we react toward him as these people have reacted to these celebrities and these people with names? I think of just a quick thought in my head of the overview of Jesus' life and the influence he had. And while he was popular with many, I know there was several or small groups that he was not popular with. But the ones that he was popular with and the influences he had on their lives and the excitement that they had to see him, to be with him. I think of that little story in the Bible, and I made reference to it before, where Jesus came into town on the donkey. And I think of that story, and I like to imagine in my mind that maybe there was some back and forth, some talking back and forth, and Jesus is coming here to Jerusalem, and you see him coming down the road, and I can't help if there was a, but think, there was a crowd of people, maybe some tiptoes, some children sitting on some daddy's shoulders, trying to get a glimpse of a man that had made a name for himself, that had done some things. And you had some people excited that Jesus was coming to where they were at. And I stop and I think about all that's going on in the world around us today. And I wonder, and I look at myself and say, do I have that same excitement toward Jesus today? Or am I so caught up in what's going on around me? Lord, help us to have that excitement. We read several accounts where it says the crowds were so great that the crowds pressed in on him. The crowds thronged him. There was a couple accounts where the crowds were so great that he had to get away. That it was too much for him to take at the time. He was tired, and that he had been with the crowds all day, and there were so massive crowds he had to get away for a little while. And I wonder today, is there still a people that want to press him, that want to throng him, that want to just give it everything they got and all their time and their energy to be with him? And Lord, help us to have that desire, to press toward our Savior, our Master, the one who loves us, as we look around and see so many people doing today in our world today, celebrities and leaders. And Lord, help us to have that desire to press in on Him. I'd like to read a little passage of Scripture in Luke chapter 8, very familiar passage of Scripture. And again, thinking of how the Lord came, He came to meet the individual needs of each and every person. That's why He came to earth. That was His purpose here on earth, why He was here on earth, is why He was here teaching, guiding, and instructing, and also meeting the needs of those around Him. Luke chapter 8, let's start at verse 41. Story of the woman with the issue of blood. And we'll read down through about verse 48 to the end of the story. Verse 41 starts, "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' And when all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he saith unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.'" I read this story, and I'm just so very thankful that this woman had a way out. And it automatically reminds me, if we can put it and make it relevant for today, that we and all people have a way out. I think of what this woman must have felt and what she must have gone through. The scripture says that she had spent all of her money. No doubt she had went to and fro. She had exhausted all her resources, all her options. No doubt she had sought the help of friends and family, and to no avail. It says that she had went to the physicians, she had spent all her money on physicians, and she had come down and was out of options. And she had an issue of blood that, from what we can tell and from what we know, was more than likely going to take her life if there was no help to be given. But she had one more option. She had one more option. Somehow, some way, she had gotten word that Jesus was going to be in the area, at somewhere near her location, and she knew she had one last option, one more opportunity to be able to get some help. I'm thankful that the Lord was there to be able to help her. Just as He is there to be able to help us, whether it's a physical need that we face, or anything that we face as we have to live life and as we have to do life and do things, that He is there when we are out of all other options, when we have exhausted all of our other resources. But they said she had lived under a physician's care. They could do nothing for her. No one could do anything else for her. But she was able to get to Jesus and receive healing. And I think of just the few little desperate places that I felt like I've been in life. And I look around me and I see the real desperate places that I see people in life. Sad stories that we hear. Sad stories. Devastating everyday news that we read and hear about. And I think if these people only knew that they had another option, that they had another place that they could go. And as this woman reached out and was able to touch the hem of His garment, I wonder, can I still touch God like that? And that's where my title of my thought comes this morning. It seemed like such a simple action that took place of what she did and how she got to Jesus, and all she had to do was just reach out. Her faith was that strong. And I wonder today, Lord, is that all I have to do? Is just reach out and touch You? Can I still reach out and touch Jesus? Am I at a point in my life that I can still reach out? Can I have the thoughts in my mind that I need to have, and have the whatever it is that I have to have in my heart, and be in the place where God wants me to be, that I can still reach out and touch God? And so then I ask the question, is God still a touchable God? Is God still able to be reached? Is God still an approachable God? What kind of God do we serve? Is He still a God that appears, His name appears several times in a book? Some mysterious being or spirit that just surrounds everything? Or is He just some made up thought in some people's heads? No. Scripture tells us repeatedly over and over that God is a powerful, a loving, all-knowing, all-present God. But when I read this story and I felt like the Lord was talking to me through this story, I felt like He helped me to realize that God is also a God that can be reached, that can be touched, that can still heal, that can still comfort, that can still bring peace, that can still... a God that is still there for us to access. A God that can still be moved on His throne. Not just some story that we have told over and over and that we're going to continue to tell over and over to our children, but a God that is full of compassion, that has done everything to make Himself available to me, and that wants me to take advantage of that. That wants me to take advantage of what He has to offer. So I think about this woman and how she was healed, and how she was able to simply just reach out and touch and be healed. And I think, you know what, there's some things that she had to do first. She did simply reach out and was healed. But there's a few key things that she had to do first. And if you go back to about the 42nd verse, I believe it is, it says the crowd thronged him. I looked up that word thronged, and it means to press upon. To press upon, to crowd, to jostle, pushing, and shoving. And we read other accounts in Scripture where the crowd pressed in on him. And I think of that setting. And if you have Jesus, and you have all these people elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, some pushing and some shoving going on to get to see Jesus, that's what she had to deal with. That's what she was up against. In her mind, she knows, okay, there he is, that's where he's at, and that's where I got to get to. She knew about Jesus. Up to this point, she had not been healed yet. Knowing Jesus, her having the thought of where Jesus is and where he's at and knowing of him and knowing about him, she had not received her healing yet. She had to press. She had to push through this crowd of people that had gathered to be able to get to him. I believe sometimes in order to be able to reach, to be able to get a hold of Jesus, sometimes we're going to have to push, and sometimes we're going to have to press to get through, to really get through and get a hold of something. I think of the story of, was it Jacob wrestled with the angel? And how he had a hold. He had a hold of the angel, and the angel said, let go of me. And he said, no. He said, I'm not letting go. I've got to have something. I'm holding on to until you give me something. Sometimes I wonder if the Lord wants us to press a little bit more and push a little bit more. She went seeking. She went looking for something. She went, and her situation was in a desperate situation. Her life was before her eyes. She had run out of options. She had one option left. And she went seeking for the only one way that she knew would get her out of the situation she was in. And so I asked the question, Lord, do I still press? Do I still push? Do I still put forth effort to get to you, to reach out to you? I've made mention, I feel like, several times. I come to service and I know songs will be sung. I know somebody will read some scripture. And I know there's blessings to be had. And I come to service and I can expect to receive a blessing. And then I feel like so many of the times it stops there. That I come to service and I just kind of expect that something's just going to fall into my lap. Or I think of those relationships that people have with the Lord and these up and down relationships. And you see individuals, and one minute they're here and they're having the full experience. They're with the Lord and they're talking to the Lord, and the Lord is blessing, and they're receiving, and they're giving of their time, and they're giving the Lord what he wants, and they're up here, and then before you know it, you don't see much of them anymore, and they're down here, and you don't hear much from them, and then we get to those places in life, and if we will take time to examine ourselves and see where I'm at, and I look back and we could question, well, Lord, how did I get here? I was up here at one time and you were blessing me and you were helping me and I was doing what I had to do. But Lord, here I am now and I feel like I've lost some ground. I feel like I fell away. Was I still pushing that whole time? Was I still pressing? Was I still seeking? Or did I take on the mindset that here I am, and me and the Lord's doing what we need to do together, And I'm giving and he's giving. And I just take on the mindset that that's the way it's going to be. And I come to expect that the Lord's just going to continue to give me everything I want. The Lord's going to continue to keep me encouraged. And he's going to continue just to give me the scriptures I need. Maybe my pressing and my seeking has tapered off a little bit. And when my seeking and my pushing to the Lord begins to taper off, many of the times we will find that the things he wants to bless us with and give us for encouragement can seem to taper off as well. And we'll find ourselves in a place that we don't want to be in. That isn't pleasant to be in. That isn't a good place to be in. Lord, help us to continue to seek and to press the Lord for the things we need. Yes, his physical healings. Just those places in life that we go through that is difficult and that's tough. Just from living life. I read a quote the other day, and that quote says there is something about the nature of God that compels him to reach out to those who seek after him. It's something in his nature. That's who he is. That if he sees effort on our part, that he is going to give and he is going to do for us. I think of a few scriptures over in Matthew. I think it was one of the Beatitudes. It said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And that's what he wants to see from each and every one of us. He wants to see us doing our part. He wants to see us hungering and thirsting, pushing, wanting that, desiring that. Another scripture over in the 7th chapter of Matthew says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." And I believe this is the key to getting from the Lord what we need. It's looking, it's seeking, it's the things we've already mentioned. Pushing, searching, asking, knocking, reaching, touching. It requires some effort on our part. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. He's going to give. He has promised all down through time, through Scripture, he's going to give us what we need. But we have a part to fill as well. We can't just sit back and expect all these things to fall into our lap. This woman knew who Jesus was. She looked, she saw him over there. But she was not healed immediately. When she saw, she knew she had to get to him. She knew she had to put forth some effort. And I just want to remind us that as we walk this way and as we endeavor to draw closer to the Lord and to make heaven our home, let's continue to push and to put forth the effort. And then when we get there and when we get there and we feel like the Lord is there with us, let's reach out. Let's reach out and touch God. And you hear the phrase often, let's move God on his throne. Let's lift up our voices in prayer and pray and seek and ask him to be moved, move on our behalf. Lord, help us to maintain that desire. I think of, you know, I try to ask myself these questions as I go through and do my studying, and I try to answer these questions in my mind before I get up and share my thoughts. And when the Lord brought me this thought, I thought of this woman's situation she was in and how desperate she was. And I in my mind, I looked around at the world around me, and I thought, man, this world is in desperate need. Man, if only this world could get to Jesus and could touch Jesus, how much better things would be. And then I asked myself the question, and I encourage you to ask yourself the question, are we desperate? Or without the Lord, we would be desperate. Are we in need of Jesus? I would say each and every one of us are very much in need of the Lord and what he can do for us and what he is willing to do for us. We are in need of him each and every day. Lord, help us to seek, to push. Lord, many, many people have voids and places in their life that need to be filled and wounds that need to be healed. Physical healings and emotional needs. Let's not just sit back and expect the Lord just to come drop it on us. But help us to have that desire to push, to seek out, to reach out and to touch him and to move him. He is a very approachable God. He is a God that wants to be reached. He is a God that wants to be touched. Lord, help us all. I appreciate your time. Y'all pray for me.